It's quite well known that Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. What's less well known is the fact that it took him over 1,000 attempts, and 1,000 times he tried and failed and only then was able to figure out how to make the light bulb. And there's a famous anecdote that a newspaper reporter asked him, when the light bulb was finally successful and became what we know as the beginning of modern electricity, a newspaper reporter asked him, how did it feel like to fail 1,000 times? How did it feel like to fail 1,000 times? To which Edison replied, I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps. The light bulb was an invention that took 1,000 steps to get to. Which is an absolutely unbelievable way of looking at failure, at attempts we make in life so often for things to happen, for things to succeed, and we fail again and again. It's a brilliant response that the light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps. Or in the words of Confucius, our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fail. Our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fail, because a human being will always fail. You can't have the glory of never failing. Our option is what we do after that failure, to rise up every time. And in truth, King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, already said the same thing in Mishle, in Proverbs. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. The righteous will fall 7 times and get up each time. Your test as a human being is not whether you'll fail or not. You will fail. We all fail. Our tests to see what we're made up of is how will we respond to that failure? Will we continue to get up each time and try again? If at first we don't succeed, and second and third and fourth time we don't succeed, try again. That's our test of our humanity, our greatest achievement, in Confucius's words, or the sign of a true tzaddik in Shlomo HaMelech and King Solomon's words. But there's a teaching from the Baal Shem Tov, which is even deeper than this idea. Deeper than the idea of just understanding that a light bulb is an invention that with 1,000 steps. A deeper idea than understanding that failure is a necessary component of humanity. That just realizing that great success is always built on failure, frustration, and catastrophe. There's an even deeper idea that Baal Shem Tov teaches. And that's based on the Mishnah in Brachos. The sages teach in the Mishnah, Ha'omer Shma Shma, if when a person is reciting the Shema, you're saying the Shema Yisrael, and you say Shema, Shema twice, you say Shema, Shema Yisrael, you repeat Shema twice, you're silenced. We shut up such a person. We silence such a person. You're not allowed to repeat the word Shema. You can't say more than once. So the Gemara already asks the question, but maybe he's repeating the word because you didn't have Kavana the first time. You said the first word, you said Shema the first time without proper intention. You failed when you said Shema the first time. You failed in how you said it. You didn't say it right. You didn't get it right. You want to serve Hashem better. You want to say Shema with more kavana. So the Gemara says, what's wrong with it? And the Gemara gives a different answer. The Gemara gets into different answers. And halachically, there's a different reasons why we actually don't do that. But the holy Baal Shem Tov taught an extraordinary idea. That what indeed is the whole content of saying the Shema, of accepting the unity of God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. We hear that only God exists. The whole idea is the unity of God, that the whole earth is filled with His glory. There is no place, there is no thing devoid of God. All of reality is a continuous emanation of a light of God that's still within God's being. All the time, all of reality is Hashem. And therefore we have to believe also that all our speeches and all our thoughts also have in it the being of God. And therefore if a person thinks that when I said Shema the first time, when I failed the first time, I think it was just a failure, and I don't believe that there is the complete acceptance of God in that word. I feel, no, I didn't accept God. God wasn't there in the first time that I tried. That first attempt of saying the Shema, Hashem is not there. It wasn't a way that connected me to God. Pesach cleaning doesn't make me feel connected to Hashem. That first Shema is void, dry and technical. It's not meditated enough. That first way of connecting to Hashem, that doesn't make me feel spiritual and inspired. That's exactly going against the whole point of what Shema is all about, to know that Einon Mulvadeh, that everything is Hashem. If you believe that every attempt to serve God, every attempt, every thought and speech is the light of Hashem, why would you need to negate that first attempt? And the Baal Shem Tov went so far that says it's brought that the students asked the Baal Shem Tov, what if we realize that we said a whole couple of sentences in prayer and we didn't have kavana? So the Baal Shem Tov says, don't repeat them with your mouth. You could think them with your mind, but don't repeat them with your mouth, because that's saying that a failed attempt wasn't also God. And that's negating the truth of Einam Avadah, that everything is Hashem. Mashiach, like the light bulb, is an invention that has 1,000 steps. Well, Mashiach has a couple of billion steps. But as opposed to the light bulb, where each step of the 1,000 was just a step necessary to get to the goal, we have to realize that in the bringing of Mashiach and connecting to God, each quote-unquote failed step has in it God Himself. It also is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einam Avadah. There's no such thing as a failed attempt to get close to God. Each attempt is getting close to God. And all the mitzvahs that you've done and the prayers that you've recited where you feel that they were a waste, you didn't succeed in doing anything, you didn't feel inspired, nothing happened from it. Mishatkenoisa, you're silenced. Silence yourself from thinking such a thing. Mashiach is an invention with billions of steps, and each one is necessary to bring about God into the world. Equally. Whether it's the blowing of the shofar or taking your car to get cleaned for Pesach, whether it's relationships that you were in that failed and horrible experiences you had, we all fail in life. We all do things in life that we regret. And of course, we always have to try to do better. But the redemption of reality is to know that every time you said Shema, every time you tried to do your best, and really tshuva means to recognize, even though those times when we didn't, when we actually did things that we regret. Real Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, real Judaism, is knowing Einam Mavadeh. It was all part of the invention of Mashiach, the revelation of Mashiach. May we merit to see him today, Mamash.